year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved, the survivors including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now, they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian Bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the number one To Be related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. I am one of your Australians, Super Marcy. Welcome to episode 183, which means we are only 17 more episodes away from our landmark episode 200. So it's going to be fun leading up to that. And with me, as always, are my three wonderful co-hosts. First up is the other Australian. He is known to be terrible. He is Bede Jemine. Hello, Bede. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
That's a loaded question. I've had an interesting week in here in Champions, in where we're held up.
Where were you last week?
Yeah, well, you guys sent me to go find Chad, right? So I found Chad like almost straight away. But like as soon as I found Chad, Honky Cornette was like, you guys have got to come and do the mud wrestling. I'm like, okay. So me and Chad were mud wrestling tag team, and we became the mud wrestling tag team champions.
Intergender.
Yes, but we lost to Russian Crow and Anastasia.
Oh, dude, fuck that. How are you going to lose that?
Oh, look. Anastasia just flashed her tits and that was it. We were out.
Okay, well, that's fine. I would have let him win too. Fuck that.
Yeah. And so it's been quite a week, but there were other adventures, but I'll get into that a bit later. And of course, joining as well is our 2024 co-host of the year. He is the professor of all things science. He is our tribal Keith. He is Professor Batch.
Acknowledge me.
I acknowledge you, my tribal Keith.
Acknowledge.
Yes.
Good day.
Good day.
Oh.
Good day.
How's everybody doing?
Not too bad, thanks. Not too bad.
Yeah, dealing with the champions and all that. Yeah, again.
I think I'm having Stockholm syndrome because I'm starting to think about buying one of Craven's jumpsuits.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah,
that will look so sick. Get a fucking purple leopard one and just make it.
Because he makes the waiters here dress like him. So I think I might actually pick one of those up.
That's funny. I'm very tempted to as well. And also joining us as usual, he is the Trash Panda. Go listen to Trash Panda podcast. He is Colin. Hello, Colin.
Hi, everybody. I stopped smoking weed this week. So
yay.
Too much weed at Champions, man. It fucked me up. Mm. So we're going to have a good night tonight.
Well, it was that stuff Craven made specifically for you, the Trash Panda 17.
Yeah, it gave me a fucking panic attack, dude. It made me see things that I didn't want to see in my life and make me realize that I need to do something.
Yeah.
So
it gives you perspective. It gives you perspective.
It fucked me up. I'm doing all right. It's good. I'm good.
We'll see. Can do it sober, especially. Yeah, Sammy,
can you record the show sober?
Dude, listen, the only thing that's bugging me is like I'm really antsy. Like I am so fucking antsy. Like that's the only thing that's bugging me is just the antsiness where I'm like,
Wah. What if you just cut the THC and went to just did CBD? Because there's no psychoactive ingredients in CBD.
Nah, I think I just need to I just need to just get it out of there, dude. It's like it's becoming, dude. I hate to say it, it's becoming an addiction. You know what I'm saying? It's not fun anymore, dude.
Yeah.
So help me, all my Tubi friends out here in the universe of Tubi. Let's try and keep Colin sober. Okay.
We support and acknowledge you.
Let's acknowledge our sober Keef over here.
Yeah, right? Our sober Keef. Yes.
Our sober
got two Keef. Fingers up.
I got my fingers up as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's try to get my life on track. Okay.
Let's see if we can do this by watching the film I've picked this week, which is Grizzly 2 Revenge. And,
dude, we're gonna be Colin is dark.
see, Colin, you made Colin. It was you took us to a dark place at the beginning of last week's episode, and you took us to a dark place at the beginning of this episode, but for good reason. For good reason.
Because Grizzly number 2 Revenge. It dude, for no reason. It just says Grizzly 2 and then it's Revenge. It should just Revenge. Be like, Grizzly's Revenge or just Revenge Grizzly 2. You know what I'm saying? Like, do it some other way. Don't fucking
or stupid. The Revenge of the Grizzly 2.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Son of Grizzly.
Yes, yeah, son of Grizzly. That would be perfect.
Son of Revenge.
Son of Revenge Grizzly 2.
Yeah, but, Grizzly 2.
Yes, as is tradition with this podcast, we're not watching Grizzly, we're watching Grizzly 2.
Yes.
Ooh. We don't start at the beginning. So
this is where Grizzly's got to fight the mob, start a breakdancing tournament to save the youth center, right?
Yes.
Possibly.
And then they start cleaning up and shit. Yeah, I remember.
I mean, we're going to have to save the youth center outside of Champions because that's in danger of the robots.
and then the Grizzlies do a dance number at the end and they save all the kids.
I might have to.
Instead of eating them, they just save them at the end.
They eat one kid. They eat one kid. They eat the fat kid.
Yeah, they eat the fat one because he can't run. So
if they instead do it in the making style him get in of, shape, of Ghost Shark, then I'm in.
Yeah, instead of making the fat kid get in shape, they're just like, you know what? We're just going to eat you because you're going to taste bad anyway. You're all fat. You're not lean.
It's all gristle.
You're not going to eat. Yeah. What's a person? You can eat a person. They just did it here in America. They just had some dude in Pennsylvania. He's a cannibal. Killed a bunch of people.
It's fucking you can eat insane. A clown, but it tastes funny.
Exactly. Tastes hilarious.
It tastes like hilarity.
Yeah, or, it tastes like funny.
Yes, but...
But anyways, though...
How do people listen to this show?
Well, first of all, What you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Grizzly 2 Revenge if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But the film is also available on other streaming services and as well as physical media. I'm going to count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, but so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Ah, spaghetti. Ah, mamma mia.
Oh, that's
was that to Mario when he was
Yeah, cheating? I think it was to Mario sleeping.
A pasta sauce.
Okay. But,
where is it?
I'm Italian. I can do that. All
right. Well, and so is to Mario, allegedly. Anyways.
Allegedly, yeah.
However, though, once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Grizzly 2 Revenge, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to see a Grizzly go on revenge on a bunch of people with Grizzly 2 Revenge?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure. All right.
Anyways, though, let's do this before I get in the trouble again. in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Dude, it's fine. It's not the first time you're going to fucking get yelled at on this show, okay?
Colin, it's okay, like the 20th time it's happened to me in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, dude, I yelled at you, like, for the start of the year, okay? I've been yelling at everybody, all right?
What are these credits? It's just gone straight to director.
Andre Zotz.
And then cinematography.
They're Jean going Badal. Backwards. It's a foreign movie.
George Clooney. Wait,
George Clooney.
Laura Dern.
Get the fuck out. No way. This foreign film.
Charlie Sheen.
Number two are not in this movie. That's what it's going to say. Are not.
One of these days, we'll have to do Return of the Killer Tomatoes, whether it's on Tubi or not. That is a Tubi Tuesday movie.
They've got the first one on Tubi, but I think the second one, which is the one I want to do as well.
Yeah, with Clooney.
On Tubi, yeah. Because literally, since we started this show, that's been on my want to do list.
Yes.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm so into this now because if George Clooney is really in this movie, I will fucking shit my pants.
Well, B, do you have some trivia on this movie those actors?
Well, the thing is, though, despite what the footage we're seeing, which looks very clean and pristine and all that, the thing is, this movie was actually shot in 1983 before all three of those actors were famous, and it was on the shelf for nearly 30 years because they ran out of money. And it was finally finished only 4 years ago. Oh!
Look at that CGI.
Oh!
Well, I guess one of the reasons for that is they didn't shoot the bear footage. They didn't shoot the bear footage, so they had to use
Oh my god, it's George Clooney!
What and Charlie Sheen
origin story for this bear. What an origin story for this bear. Holy shit.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm not even joking. One of the reasons why they ran out of money is they didn't have enough to shoot the bear scenes. So for this movie, they used restock footage and other stuff for the bear inserts. Hence that amazing shot we just saw before.
Where they didn't care about Peter.
Look at fucking prime Laura Dern. Like, she's hot in Jurassic Park. But, like, god damn Laura Dern. She's not dead yet, is she?
No. She's very much alive.
Good. Stay alive forever, Laura Dern.
Bit of warning, Laura Dern, in this movie, I believe she was, let me just check the calculations of 17. This.
I'm thinking it was 16, 17.
Yeah, I think she was 16, 17. Yeah, 16, 17.
No, you have to say 17 because then that's legal. Okay. Is that which one's making out there? Charlie Sheen or Emilio?
Clooney is a hard Canadian 30 in this movie.
Yes.
Why do I look like George Clooney now? Or fucking isn't that Charlie Sheen right there? Yeah, that's Charlie Sheen.
It is Charlie Sheen.
He's got the 90s teen boy haircut before the 90s.
Yeah, now excuse me, guys. I gotta go get some tiger blood.
Tiger blood gave his ass AIDS, dude. I don't ever want tiger blood.
George, you're not supposed to make out with underage girls.
He's 18. He's fine.
The grizzly's growling.
Oh, he's pissed. You killed our baby.
Even though it wasn't these people, and they don't have any guns with them.
It wasn't them. Yeah, they're just
in it for just this little bit, and is that it?
Yes.
Oh, they're at the cave. They're at the bear's cave. That's where the bear lives.
So they literally just filmed being like the first victims of a movie.
Yes.
No, these are the stars of the movie.
Oh.
Okay, are we going to see some Laura Dern titty? Let's go. Oh, I've never seen her titties in a movie.
I'm uncomfortable by this.
I'm not. I'm sober. Let me enjoy this.
The safe word is step.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn, Laura Dern. Teenage Laura Dern. Holy shit.
And this was
20-year-old Laura Dern. All right, it's legal.
And Laura Dern was the first notch on George Clooney's belt of girlfriends.
Yeah. Why is that bear breathing like Jason in the fucking Friday the 13th?
It is. Oh!
Oh, no!
That totally was like they didn't shoot the scene with the bear.
Exactly.
Could you imagine, like, you make this movie and you got three future stars as the first people killed in this movie?
Wait, and they put them as the stars?
Then why are they on the title card? Like, why are they getting killed first if they're the heroes of the movie?
You know why, Colin? Because that's how they sold the movie. Making people think they're in this movie a lot when they are just killed off in the first 5 minutes.
Dude, they can't do that to me. I got so excited.
Oh, we've gotten that already. 6 minutes,
I got so excited to fucking watch a movie, an old-ass movie that I've never seen before with Charlie Sheen. Old, young-ass Charlie Sheen. They got me so excited. And then I was about to see her titties, and then she died, and she's no longer in the movie. That's very upsetting to me. So who am I going to see in this movie now? No more stars? Dude, yes. I'm pissed now. Like, I'm
now mad, you dude. Know how now you know how we felt watching the first season of Kevin Smith's He-Man cartoon.
Dude, I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could not smoke weed watching these movies anymore. Ooh, that I can't do this. Hitler. Sorry, I didn't mean that. He had a Hitler stash. That's why I said that. I just watched Apt Pupil today, so.
Is that the grizzly?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I couldn't understand you, Grizzly.
I think he said that his name is Bear Charles Bronson. They killed his family.
Oh,
hi, Bear Charles Bronson. No, wouldn't it be like Charles Bearson?
Whoa, okay. I didn't laugh at that one.
Oh.
Where is he at?
Fuck off, ghost cat. It's not.
Yeah.
And don't start spoofing on me everywhere.
It doesn't like you, Bede.
Oh, it's Louise Fletcher, not Louise Vlasser.
The ghost cat likes everybody else. It just doesn't like you.
Yeah. She's ringing up her agent. It's like, so I went from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest to this?
With that hairstyle?
She was like, I did The Exorcist 2, now I gotta do Grizzly 2.
Right?
And also, America!
Well, there is an eagle in a flag. just in case you didn't know.
Louise Fletcher is Hillary Clinton in Grizzly 2.
Is that going to be Louise Lasser's new last name, Fletcher?
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to find out. For look at this old teenager.
Green screen.
It is.
It's so obviously bad.
Just three high school kids on a Jeep.
Yeah,
they just got a fan in front of them.
Yeah, I think they do.
Thank God this movie's only an hour.
Yeah, it's not long. They had like no footage.
So is it just a bunch of stock footage of a bear then?
Yes. I'd also like new footage. I think they did shoot of like a bear puppet, I think, for the inserts.
Yeah, it's very weird because you can tell it's like newer stuff.
Hmm.
Who is this dude? Look at his hair.
Just drinking in the woods.
It's Adolf Hitler.
Oh! Who, the bear or the man?
Both. Dude, why is the bear's hand white? It's a polar bear.
That dude went flying.
Did they just get like a Chewbacca costume for the close-ups?
Yes. Probably. Look at those short shorts.
They're setting up for a concert.
Van Halen's playing.
Oh, look at that outfit.
Is that Sammy Davis Jr.?
Looks like him.
It's Sammy Davis Jr. and Bette Midler.
Yeah.
They're performing at the concert.
Everyone is wearing like the shortest shorts.
Like this movie was made in 83, but everyone's dressed up like they're in 73.
That's Team of Richard Pryor.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
to say that looks like fucking Richard Pryor.
That's Deborah Forbid from April Fool's Day, Valley Girl, and
obviously
yes.
Okay, it's just some dude with a motorbike.
Yes.
Doesn't look like he'd be riding a motorbike around there.
Yes.
I don't know which footage was 1983 and which footage was 2020.
I can tell you, I'm pretty clue about all this stuff, so I could easily tell you.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
It's all seamless.
Is it? It might be, I don't know.
Oh no.
Killed it.
Oh!
Well,
get on there, hurry it up.
That footage there was obviously inserted.
What do you mean? Completely natural.
It's the difference of the film stock.
Yes, exactly. It goes from like high quality film to digital so quickly.
So they're going to have a concert and the bear's going to attack the concert?
Yes.
Well, you think you need a bit of a budget for that, right? Sorry,
at least make it like the love. At least make it like the Love Witch and make it look like the same.
Yes.
Yeah, I need to see that. I keep forgetting.
We need to do that on the show. Somebody needs to pick that.
Well, here's another interesting thing about this movie. Even though this movie was in a vault for many, many years, there was a workprint version of the film that had been circulating around the internet for a long time, and it either went under the title of Grizzly 2, The Predator, or Grizzly 2, The Concert.
The Concert?
Oh, look at these guys.
It's the second of all guys.
No.
It's their uncles.
Yes.
Yup.
Who are these people?
First of all, they're our uncles. They're the pre-first of all guys.
But your father's dead.
Exactly. His father died. It's already his father. And that's why he's very sad. And we have any bears. Right, Luke. Your brother's dead. That's right. Your brother is dead, Luke.
Apparently your brother and father are dead, Luke. What the fuck was that?
We got him in his bag.
Exactly. That's why we're here, because they're our pre-uncles. Anyways, though, I'm a you go. We'll talk to you all later. Bye.
I'm gonna go get drugs and shoot that bear.
So they're just gonna go around and try and capture this bear?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Army Joe. Let's see if you can get it. Let's see.
Look at the afro on that cup.
That's George Lucas.
Yeah, we're gonna use the influence for this bear on some of the on Kashyyyk and the Wookiees.
Look at that paw.
Right?
Ugh. Wonder how big his dick is.
That is like a thick lid of hair on his head. It looks like a helmet. It looks like a
Lego hair.
Exactly.
Don't be jealous just because he's got a thick mane of hair.
I mean,
George Lucas and Ed Begley Jr.
I was going to say, that dude looks like Ed Begley Jr.
I was trying to think of who he looked like, and yep, that's it.
And we'll find out that's actually Ed Begley Jr.
And he's looked the same for like 40 years.
Exactly.
Did they just set up a fucking helicopter pad in the middle of his forest?
Why does that helicopter look like a model?
Dude, how the fuck do you do this show sober?
I don't think he can. I don't think he can.
I don't think he can.
It's because of my tism.
See, but I have tism too. And it's just amplified right now, I guess. I don't know.
You know what it is, Colin? You know what it is? You gotta have a bit of perk in your step. I mean, not the drug type of perk, just like
I was about to be like, dude, I'll take some perk. What are you talking about?
You're like trying to get him to take perkies? Fucking hell.
I'll take some perkies, B. Do you guys send me some Australian perkies? I heard they're real good.
I'll send you the healthy, not addiction ones.
Yeah, you got the perk 60s over there, don't you?
Now, if we look over at this map, this is where Frank Sinatra is going to perform along with Dean Martin. Better get all the alcohol on standby.
This is a Metallica concert. What are you talking about?
Fucking Dean Martin, who's that?
No, they're obviously setting up for the fire festival.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I think I read the other day they're bringing it back for some reason.
They are.
And Ja Rule's going to be the headliner again.
Not
yet.
When I was looking at tickets for Elimination Chamber earlier, there's a Metallica concert in Toronto. Check out this lineup. Metallica, Pantera, Limp Bizkit, Suicidal Tendencies.
Nice.
That's a crazy show.
Yo, where's this at? Because that sounds fire. That's
Toronto, they're two sick nights.
Ooh. Damn, dude.
Look at these two in the background.
I was about to say, who the fuck are they?
Union. These two teams. They're teamsters. Budweiser.
It's all American.
They've set up a bar here. They've set up.
Yeah,
well, we know
beer.
One thing. Well
this already looks better than the Fire Festival.
Yes.
Well, since Budweiser here, I guess that means Kid Rock's not performing.
This is the concert to where all proceeds go to saving the youth center.
Yes.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I hope nothing goes wrong because we really need to save that youth center from the sex robots.
Yeah, I hope we don't get attacked by a bear.
Well, maybe we should.
Oh my God, is that
David
Crosby?
It is.
That was David Crosby.
David Crosby's going to shoot a bear.
He's going to kill that bear.
Oh, and I got attacked by that bird.
What the fuck is even happening right now?
These guys look like they're like the B team that were in Robo War.
Come on, Park Ranger.
Oh, the bear.
Oh,
it's bear Charles Bronson.
Yeah, exactly.
Stampede, go and pat the bear. We need to make friends with the bear.
I thought Stampede.
No, Stampede's with me.
Okay.
Damn, what up, Laura Dern? Oh, wait, you're
They're friends now.
Hey, Ed Begley Jr., wannabe.
Right.
He looks like 2000s era Paul Hogan.
She got a joint?
Oh my gosh, she does.
And that looks like Lou Diamond Phillips.
I was going to say, I just want the exact same thing, Marcy. And there's Bruce Campbell in the way background.
Guys,
trying to be inconspicuous.
I'm fiending so bad. I thought she had a joint in her hand. I was like, does she have a joint in her hand?
You just got too excited, Colin.
It'd be a lot cooler if she did.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Guys, I think I figured out our connection to Child's Play last week to this week. Bears that were killed at the beginning, which
yes,
their fur was used for those toy bears in Child's Play.
There you go. That's okay. A good one.
It works.
Dude, that Child's Play episode, I'm sorry you had to listen to that, Marcy.
That was so funny. Cold. Oh, my God. Well, you know, because I wasn't here for that, obviously I mentioned about the mud wrestling. Well, Craven signed me up for Craven Kai. So I've completed my Craven Kai training, and I am now the highest belt in Craven Kai, which is the purple leopard print belt.
Fuck yes.
And I used that from betting on Craven, and I won a whole stack of money. So I've paid him my bill, and I've paid him for Craven Kai. So,
yeah, Marcy and I are cool, man. I am so proud of her. She kicked all sorts of ass.
Yep.
Good.
Beat, on the other hand, still hasn't got his first belt.
I'm working on it, damn it.
Hey, Beat.
Yes?
Want to see this move I learned?
Ow! Ow! Stop it!
Marcy?
That was light, Beat.
Marcy, show me roll the joint.
Oh, how do I roll the joint?
You should know this. You're in a purple belt.
I've got it.
Show me to roll the joint.
I've got it. Ooh.
Okay, show me clean the bong.
Ooh, I've got to clean the bong. Damn, that's a hard one. Let's see. Ooh.
Close enough.
I did so well. I love my Craven, my outfit and my new belt. It's awesome. Chad, however, didn't even get in.
Damn.
Chad's, look, I know I was hanging out with Chad. We became tag team champions, but now Chad, he keeps wanting to be breastfed. So I think he's got a problem.
Listen.
Chad.
Listen.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Listen.
If you let me suck on them titties, and I'll give you $20.
I keep telling you, Chad, you can't get milk from these titties.
Don't worry about it.
Chad, I think you need to calm down.
Oh, okay? It's me. It's Chad and Whiteboard.
Chad, maybe after the show, if you give me $50, we'll think about it.
We'll talk about it.
Chad, you're not allowed to come in champions anymore. You've changed, man.
He saw boobs. He's real first. Shell. Yeah, his first real set of boobs, and now he's obsessed. I don't know how to deal with this.
I mean, it didn't help that he saw Anastasia's boobs, and that's how they won the mud wrestling match.
Mm.
Yeah, he just froze like a deer in the headlights.
I mean, it's no. I mean, I can see why Russian Crow and Anastasia got married because of that. So, you know, I don't blame Chad in that regard.
So, at least we have under an hour left of whatever's happening in this movie.
Mm.
I feel like the volume's too low.
Yes.
Hopefully, it's not too loud. You can call in state troopers. At least you could do that. Like a military operation. So the original Grizzly was ripping off Jaws, but this one's also ripping off Jaws.
Essentially, yes.
Dude, is this movie called Grizzly? Because that guy looks like Grizzly Adams.
Yes. Yes, he does. Oh,
and 2228.
So, have you been attacked and eaten by a bear? Well, get all your health needs at Kenneth Warehouse. We have all the medication you need that can make you feel better if your arm was eaten.
22.
That pool 22. Boy was getting his dick sucked by that woman who was bringing him a drink. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because the safe word is step. Right. Oh, we're back to these guys. They look like they're out of Deliverance.
I was going to say, it feels like I'm watching Southern Comfort. Figures are all just high.
What is he talking about?
What is he? Yeah, what?
Is he talking about the time he got struggle cuddled in prison?
Maybe.
Probably.
What are they even doing?
Ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about that.
This is what it's going to lead to. Oh, they're playing grab ass.
What?
So it's one of those type of parties.
I don't think they even know what they're doing.
Out comes the baby oil.
Yeah.
Oh, see, it's a bear. It's a bear party.
Is the bear going to come and eat them? Or?
I'm not talking about that bear, Marcy.
Yeah, I know, but I am. I'm keeping it clean.
Yes.
I'm behaving myself.
Oh.
I had enough drama with Chad for a whole week.
If I keep looking, I'll find my dad, Ed Begley Sr. He's at least 200 years old.
There he is right there.
That was Timu Burt Reynolds. And that's... And that was Timu.
Mandy Patinkin.
Yes.
Why does Ed Begley Jr. looking dude look plastic?
Oh, was that Uncle Joe? Grandpa Joe?
I was about to say, is that Uncle Joe from Willy Wonka?
I meant Grandpa Joe. It is Grandpa Joe.
It is Grandpa Joe, yeah.
What the fuck are they doing?
Oh!
Why'd they do that for?
A bear murdered that guy!
So what? You'd rather spend 5 years in a can?
Yep.
They're probably a bunch of poachers.
Did he kill Grandpa Joe?
Nope.
Those guys are all like...
They should, because he's worthless.
They knocked out the Ed Begley Jr. guy.
And now that didn't sound like Rick. It doesn't sound like him.
And they're driving around in bikes that look like they're from World War II.
Yeah, but how can you ride bikes in that terrain? It makes no sense.
This is how the LA fire started.
I'm worried that might have actually been the case. Did they even hit him in the head?
Nah, they shot him.
No, they knocked him on the back and then his gun went off.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Dreamt I was Ed Begley Jr. Ugh.
See, I would have noticed him not getting shot if I was high.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
He needs some milk!
Don't say that around Chad. Oh, it's a bear.
And it's daylight. It's everything's in daylight, and the scene with the shots with the bear in nighttime. Music?
It's Jaws music.
Grr.
Grr.
It's rip off. Grr.
I'm a bear, and I'm chasing. Don't fall down. Ah.
It's okay. We'll put the bear in post.
Whoa, what? He's all over the place!
I'm trying to get away.
Where is he going?
He's trying to get away from that insert footage.
You're the ranger that killed my family.
Yeah. Oh, no! He had a stroke.
It's almost like they had like a 50-minute movie and tried to salvage it by adding extra stuff on there.
Well, he should have gone into the stroke cave.
They should have just kept it a short.
They should have.
Charlie Sheen and Laura Dern.
Poor George. Poor George Lucas. He's lost his partner and now he's all like,
this is not over! Yes!
That was loud and I didn't understand
Didn't understand it.
Okay, I'll play it again. At a lower volume.
Yeah, yes. Don't.
No. I got no idea. It just sounds like static to me.
Yeah, it's just... It's okay, Bede. You'll get your flow again. It'll be okay.
I haven't had my flow since the beginning of the season. Maybe I should just leave the podcast.
Maybe you just need to have your shark week.
Yeah. Are you pregnant? You haven't had your flow yet?
Well, look at this drone footage.
Bede, that's not drone footage.
That's just somebody that just fucking...
Maybe
fell
I do
out
need a stickers.
Why are these baby bears there again?
Hello, I'm David Attenborough. This footage is we got for this for today's episode of Grizzly 2 Revenge. As we see the bears and the climbing up this tree because we had to fill this movie out somehow. And also these birds. And there's the geese. And that's my brother, Richard Attenborough.
The bear.
I was talking to my other brother. Look at all these cubs. Let's just get all the footage of cubs and put them in the movie.
It's not a bad David Attenborough beat, I'll give you that.
It's just the same shit over and over again.
It is.
It's padding.
It is padding. It's literal padding footage.
This bear has killed 5 people. 4, actually. 4 people.
But we get this, like, calm nature shots.
Yeah, dude, I'm about to fall asleep. This is nice. It is.
Hey, director, what did you do to pad the runtime?
I didn't do fucking shit.
They Ed Wood did the fuck out of this movie.
They totally did.
Run, baby, run. Oh, it's that drone shot again.
Well, if you like those cubs, you're going to see them
again. Bossy. Marcy, why does it feel like we're watching a Mark Polonia movie right now?
It does a little bit.
Did they get him to edit this movie?
Oh, look, there's a bear.
It's a bear.
How long into this movie, and that was the first Christopher Walken impression?
Well, the sound clip I was playing was Christopher Walken chanting, this is not over, bears.
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
Bears.
The bears.
It's like a commercial. Ew.
I'm gonna come.
That bear's gonna come.
The bear already did come.
Quick, let's get away from the stock footage.
Oh my god. Okay, we don't have that long. Hopefully. Oh.
We got like 15 minutes left.
Oh, it's Ghost Cat.
What a baby Mersh.
Purring.
She hears
good that. Cat. Good ghost cat.
The new cat hears it. The new cat hears it.
Aw, she can hear ghost cat.
Can you hear baby Mersh?
Feed, would you feed the fucking ghost cat? It's ghost cat food, you fucking asshole.
Ghost cat.
Feed Mersh.
Oh my god, it's John Reese, baby.
It is. The biggest look bear of all.
The biggest
bear. Back off, ghost cat.
I think the ghost cat just blew for John Reese Davies.
Yeah, dude, Jesus
Christ. It's for that hair. Look at it.
I mean, John, why are we talking about the real grizzly? Oh, he's lifted up that tree.
Look how strong he is.
Yeah. Oh my god, he's actually got an axe.
He lifted up that humongous tree by himself.
Jesus is he Christ.
He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando.
He's better. He's got an axe. And a knife. So you got the problem with a little
grizzly, huh? I got the problem with a little grizzly, huh?
I'm French Canadian. I'm John Rhys Davies.
Only a bear could fight a bear.
I'm obsessed with his hair. You got to add that to the wig collection. And well, he's wearing flannel.
Well, Marcy, I think John Rhys Davies, I think automatically should be either as a either a best actor or supporting actor contender for this movie.
I think we have to go supporting for this.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll add it to the list.
Best hair, if nothing else.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's being down for best hair.
Oh, and that dude's hair, too. Just all the hair in this movie. No, oh, I could see Colin patting his pussy.
Oh, all night, dude.
I'll put Grizzly 2 for best hair.
The Devil Bear? Devil Bear? Isn't that a Marvel cat? No, that's Demon Bear, sorry. Look at his shorts!
His shorts are fucking horrendous in this movie.
Those are undies. And there's Kylie Minogue right there.
You can see his moose knuckles.
What are these outfits? Oh my gosh, John Rhys-Davies was 39 years old when he made this movie.
Wow.
Hey, that's what I'm going to be this year. I'm going to make a movie.
I'm keeping a tally of everything.
Hey, he's a bartender.
Oh.
That's Timothy Spall!
Oh it's my Timothy god, Spall! It is! What the fuck is happening in this movie?
Who is it in this movie?
George Clooney, Charlie Sheen, Laura Dern.
Well, they're not anymore.
Quality jokes, Colin. It's Bob Marley.
Oh, it's all like the four stages. It's the Minogue sisters. It's Daddy and Kylie.
No, it's the performers from the start of Night Killer.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I confused this. This is the concert to close the youth center. It's not keeping it open. It's the one to close it.
Oh, I can see how that would happen. Whoa.
Because they say the rap music is offensive to them, and this is the only music that they like.
What is with her outfit? It looks like she's, like, having a sharp week on her pants.
Yeah, they all are for some reason, even on her shoes.
It was the 80s.
That's... What is that outfit? Bean, how many subscribers for that outfit?
That's at least another 7. Along with the hair.
Yes, I am keeping a running tally of everything that we are going to put up for our nomination contenders for the awards, and then come awards time, we narrow that down to the best.
Yes.
I'm glad we're very prepared this year.
This concert sucks!
We want Chilly Willy!
Even the crowds turned on the concert. Yeah, the crowd doesn't like it.
Oh! Even Godzilla doesn't like it either.
Godzilla's pissed!
Yeah.
What the fuck is these outfits?
Ugh.
Give your balls a tug, fucker.
Ugh. If only they had like a better musician to star in this movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh!
Oh, God.
Not again. Didn't he get Hello. Shot, like, 8 times? Like?
Hello, it's me, Vanilla Price, everyone. I am back. Did somebody say... Oh, my stomach. Oh, I'm going back to the crypt to recover.
There, headshot.
Good. Get him the fuck out of here.
He regenerates in the crypt. That's the problem.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Hello, I'm back.
I'm here
because I have to perform my new song.
Marcy, here, take this one.
I mean, let me try.
Hold on, I gotta nice say shot. My new song. Oh! Hold on, let me at least... Hold on. Oh, yes!
Really wants to
Damn, you better get out of that school.
Oh, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I hear my life that was lost. Oh, If you don't appreciate me, right, then I'll just leave. Anyways, I'll be back later.
I ran it ammo.
Is he gone? Why does that keep playing?
Okay, let's all get as a group, put his casket out into the sun, 50 feet away from champions during the daytime.
But you realize now that he's had his third appearance, that means he's eligible for the awards.
That doesn't qualify. We didn't let him finish.
He made a brief appearance, and that still counts. Oh, they're cooking a shoe.
Well, if you're on more than two episodes, you're down for best new characters. The rules.
Damn it.
I mean, Ghost Cat's on there, so Ghost Cat might win this thing.
Yeah, but Ghost Cat's cute.
No. Yeah, we like Ghost Cat.
And you're saying Vanilla Price, is it? Because I mean, no, he's adorable. He's not.
Vanilla he really Price isn't.
Is fucking stupid.
Why is Abomination Davies in that outfit? Does he think he's Grizzly Adams?
If this podcast had a rock bottom, Vanilla Price is the rock bottom.
Are we sure about that?
Oh, I'm sure about
actually,
that.
Dude, I really do like him. That was really funny.
Okay.
See, I go by the Colin Laugh-O-Meter.
I just want to bully you sometimes.
Oh, it's Simply Red. It's Simply Red.
I was going to say, it's Bob Ross.
It is Bob Ross.
Is it really Simply Red?
It looks like Simply Red.
I thought it looked like Bob Ross.
Look how old the strummer is.
Phil Collins.
The drummer's a hard Canadian 30. What's wrong with you?
It's like they shot all the bad footage and just forgot to put the crowd in the audience.
Yeah, there's
is
no.
Is this Coachella?
It is. This is the oldest band I've ever seen. And mind you, the Rolling Stones exist.
Why is that in black and white?
I don't know.
They why are we the seeing them make the thing when it's meant to be there?
It was the last movie. 39:49. I love how this is just one gigantic music video. We've seen the bear kill four people. Four people. The bear better murder everyone at this concert.
When your internet gives you Marcy.
Oh.
Marcy Bead. Kill the musical nerds.
Fuck off, Blue Chuzu. We eliminated you.
No, I'm back in second season, and you guys need to kill some nerds.
Do I need to call Russell Crowe?
Nerd, I'm gonna get him.
Give it to me, hey, Marcy.
Stop giving.
Oh, that felt good. What happened?
What happened?
Marcy, I think you were possessed again.
Oh, he's shit, that nerd it. Just got flushed down the toilet. Who did that?
And we're back.
Oh, we're back. With the nerd getting flushed down the toilet. 39:56.
Oh, he's going to take a piss. My
kid brother started poaching. Okay, they must be
here's
poachers
where, here's where that bear comes.
All over his face.
Ew.
And they're digging chest.
They're digging a hole so they can shit in it.
No, they're digging their graves because the bear's going to kill them.
Yes.
It's for the bear to shit in.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
What was that?
The fuck was that? Grandpa Joe, stop being lazy. Get back to digging that hole.
What is that outfit?
Who goes running in the woods wearing that?
How many subscribers for that outfit?
Oh, that's at least another 9. Look how high his socks are!
I'll wear that shit next week.
You should, Colin. You have to shave, though. No, actually, you know what, Colin? Don't shave.
The seamless between the drone footage and the POV of the bear footage.
It's Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
I don't have to. I'm a fucking teddy bear.
So that's what the bear was saying.
Yes. I like you a lot. And I'm British. Hello.
Am I pretentious?
Do I sound like Trevor Goddard from Kano? Mr. Shang Tsung?
Oh, yeah.
I'm an Aussie. That's
Kano.
That's not Kano. I'm Kano.
Fuck's Kano. Sake, I'm Kano. Piss off.
We're a family of Kanos.
We're all the different versions of Kano in the multiverse of Mortal Kombat.
We're the Kano family.
The Kano family, all right.
All right, dickheads.
All right.
Listen up, cunts. It's time for spinning class. We all gotta figure out how to do turn ourselves little balls and whip ourselves across the room.
And I gotta get my laser eye fixed.
And also we gotta defeat Sonya Blade.
I'll give her a break, baby.
How much money do you think Budweiser gave them to put that cup? That
was $5, maybe?
Budweiser probably told them, can you please not release this movie?
Right.
Look at all those Canadian tuxedos.
That's right.
Jesus. That is the smallest concert goers I've ever seen.
Dude, going back to, you can self-promote, I don't care. When I was on your show and we talked about Festival of the Living Dead, there was less people at that festival than this one.
Oh, there's kids.
So I'm going to say this has more people than that movie.
Look at that.
They put in drone footage.
You're smoking it sticky with your babies. That was the 80s.
Now, a completely different festival.
It probably is footage from Festival of the Living Dead.
That movie had less people at that festival. I'm just going to say this one seems to have more. See, look. They at least got stock footage to look like there's people there. Festival of the Living Dead didn't do that.
They had inserts.
And if you want to listen to that episode, go to Bead vs. the Living Dead and listen to it.
That looked like Cloris Leachman.
That is stock footage of Live Aid.
It probably is.
Look at that hard Canadian 30.
Isn't that Margaret Thatcher?
It is.
It does look like her.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Margaret Thatcher. I was in Grizzly 2.
I'm the Iron Lady, huh?
And also, there's National Treasure, Timothy Spall.
My mind is blown that Timothy Spall's also in this movie.
What the fuck? Why?
They're just showing the same crowd footage over and over again.
Look at all those Canadian tuxedos, though. That's right. Epic.
They really only had 40 minutes of movie.
Look at that outfit, though, seriously.
If I were a woman, I would ravage John Rhys-Davies right now.
Dude, he better be on all... He better get through to the nomination process, because he needs to win.
Yes.
He needs to win best hair, best fashion, best supporting actor.
Yes.
And I love the. I have met and interviewed him.
Yes, and also Marcy, I love the fact that he's got a feather attached to his gun, the barrel.
It helps with the sight.
It's very ergodynamic.
Yes,
exactly.
This is good place.
This is good place.
Alright, this is good place. Are we sure he's not Kraven the Hunter?
I think that's...
I went to my acting school.
He went to your acting school.
He's a semi-purple belt in Cobra Kai.
Oh.
Yeah, he was there when I did my training.
Yeah, Kraven Kai, yeah. He hasn't paid his dues yet, though.
Well, see, this is why when I bet on someone to win, I bet on Kraven, and I win all the money so I can pay him off.
Yeah, I tried to win the Ontario elections, but Batch said there is no room for, like, the rising Kraven, so.
Oh, that's a shame, because I think Kraven, you could have been the new Prime Minister.
I already got voted President. Oh, God damn it. I'm out of here. I was never here.
Yeah, right. You went here, Craven. Louise, you don't need a fucking intercom, dickhead.
Just come in.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise.
Yes, Louise. Not Louise Lasser. You're Louise. We haven't figured out a new last name for you.
Oh, honey. After crying for 3 days after getting
Louise,
served.
Louise, turn your fucking intercom down. You're so fucking loud.
Well, why don't you turn yourself down, honey?
Because I scream.
I'm already as loud as I can go. But anyway, so... Oh, honeys, I have come to accept that I'm going to have to change my name.
Well, I think you should go by Louise Obama.
Well, I've looked over a couple of options, and I think I've settled on the most perfect name. It's the most beautiful one of all, and I feel like it best represents the new Louise. And I have decided I'm going to call myself Louise the Hunter.
What? Why?
Louise, I don't think so.
I think you can come up with a better one than that.
All right, fine. How about, let me think.
How about Louise the Drunk?
Well, you are married, technically. What's Toby's last name?
Ghost.
Well, technically, his last name is the Pervy Ghost, but I'm technically not a ghost.
Well, Louise, why don't we change your name to Louise L. Asser?
Well, how about Louise Lassie?
What about Ninja Terminator Tubi's last name? What was his last name again? Oh, yeah, Lipschitz.
Oh, yes, that is very true. I can still have the L. All right, from this day forth, my name is now Louise Lipschitz.
Until we think of something better.
Hyphen Tubi, hyphen Ghost.
Yes. Where did those people come from for this concert?
Oh, I paid for them, honey.
You take the milk from the coconut, that's the song they're singing at this concert.
I also wrote the lyrics.
That was a very,
well,
very, very popular song back then.
Look at the stock footage, honeys.
That's at, like, one of those color festivals.
They're on mushrooms right now.
I totally forgot. Oh, hi, Louise. I forgot I played this concert.
Oh, you did too, honey.
I sang that Drop 'Em Out song. Not Drop 'Em Out. Let me see them titties.
Yes. Now that I'm down Louise Lipschitz, I also have some more bad news, honeys.
What?
It was written in the stipulation that Louise Lasser is the president of Tubi, but since now I had the name change, I now have to forfeit that title to the real Louise Lasser, so now she's
Oh, you're not president anymore.
Yes, but the other Louise Lasser, that imitator who claims she's the real one.
So why?
But anyway, so I better get going because I gotta go fill out my new forms to change my date. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Thank God she doesn't rule over us anymore.
Marcy.
Yes.
My plan worked.
I mean, dude,
Craven,
we know who that lawyer really was.
Craven, are you suggesting something to us starting with a capital T?
Well, did you guys really want her to be president for that much longer, really?
No.
So we had to do something.
Well, I mean, it was a better option than you.
I don't know. It's pretty nice here in Champions. I don't know.
I was giving everybody checks and free weed. I don't know, so.
But
what the fuck is happening?
Did she try to shoot at her?
That's a sweet jacket.
She was being chased by a grizzly.
I could have wrestled. No, they should have just called it. They could have called me. I really wrestled that bear for nothing, man.
They should have.
Okay. Marcy, you and I saw Kraven the Hunter, the movie. I'm pretty sure this is the Kraven the Hunter movie you get at home.
It might be.
I am going to be doing a watch along of Kraven the Hunter, and eventually on Everybody Loves Kraven, coming soon from Bob Wendy.
And I'll be there, Kraven.
Oh, no, wait, let me do a beat. You can listen to it on my podcast, Everybody Loves Craven, available on your favorite podcast service.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me, I need to unsubscribe.
You can't, it's a bot.
Yeah. Hey, Marcy, but I need to ask you this question. How many for these outfits are the band that are playing on stage?
I'm too terrified, actually. Do they just have pickup trucks in this crowd? What is happening?
It's all cardboard cutouts.
Hey man, it's me, Colin's Bedbugs.
Oh, it's Colin's Bedbugs. They're back.
There's so many of us in this crowd, man.
Good.
Like, we're in everybody's tents. We're, like, in your sleeping bags. It's great.
Yeah, get all of those concert people's bags.
Exactly, and leave Colin's bed alone. She went Shark Week on her shoes.
I said that before!
I know, I'm just repeating what you said.
Oh, I'm glad you noticed before. Oh. At 52:32.
When's Wu-Tang playing?
Yeah, why is just this one band playing repeatedly?
They're the only band they could afford.
Yeah, literally.
Jigs.
Wu-Tang's actually coming to Toronto.
Oh.
Damn.
They're coming here, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming to Toronto.
They won't come here and all over us, though.
No.
Come to the States. When your
internet gives you lemons. But I can't lemons? Be bothered leaving my house.
Boo, did somebody say come all over us? Hello, everyone. Boo.
No, that's not what I was referring to, Ghost Toby. 52:34.
Oh, that's a nice kitty. There we go. Give me a nice pal. Hey, now listen.
Oh,
listen. Listen, Ghost Cat. I'm trying to train you. I'm trying to make sure you get into your ghost kitty box, and then that's where you can do all your ectoplasming instead of all over me and all over me. Oh, that's a nice kitty.
Cat, get rid of him. Get rid of him. Do your thing, Cat.
But Marcy, I'm not being.
When did
Toby.
Mel Gibson come into this movie?
Oi, don't get antsy with me, Ghost Cat. Oh, ew.
See, Cat, how do you like it?
Oh, that's gross. Oh, it smells so bad.
Oh, jeez, it smells. Oh, look at that stock footage. Oh.
Is that some sexy stock footage, Toby?
It is. Oh, look at all those. Oh, look at all those sexy...
Throw an ectoplasm somewhere else, dickhead!
Well, Marcy. I can't, because you know why?
It's a post-apocalypse, dickhead!
Anyways, hey, I gotta go.
Hey, Toby.
Oh!
Oh.
Marcy!
You blew it!
Oh, and by the way.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Sorry, I saw that barrel there and I had to ectoplasm it, so I'll talk
Dude,
to you all later.
You gotta
bye.
Stop doing that, otherwise we'd like you.
Marcy, you know the ghosts have to come at least once a week, and he just happens to do it on this show.
I saw a movie once where, like, two people sprayed on each other like that. It was kind of hot.
Did you sell this movie, Chad, who buys porn?
Nobody bought it.
Ah, okay. There's that bear. This is kind of a bear.
The bear's next. He's going to perform next.
This is like one of the most amazing stitch jobs for a movie I've ever seen.
Is this Sammy Hagar?
Yes. It's Van Halen now. And they even brought Eddie Van Halen out of the grave to come back to join the band.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
Chad, this movie should have ended with a CGI bear
just running in and
on the stage,
very shittily animated, killing everyone on stage.
That's what I'm saying.
It could still happen.
I was gonna say, I think I was tempted to borrow one of Chad's tapes because it might be more interesting than this. So why is there a concert in the middle of nowhere? I'm confused.
Because, Marcy, that's where all concerts are, like, take place, in the middle of nowhere.
Woods.
In the woods. Exactly.
Well, that's where you find the best porn.
I mean...
Why is she just like a nun?
it's set in the woods because it's Woodstock, Marcy.
Well, that was lame as fuck, dude.
Or in this case, it's Woodsuck.
slightly better. What are these outfits?
Go away, Ghost Cat.
That's a completely
that was a good
different
joke.
Concert. What?
Is this David Bowie?
No.
Look at that cob piece.
What
it's
is that outfit?
I can see his cob piece from here.
And there's completely different people on stage in this shot.
It is. It's Dragon Sound, Marcy. I think it is. I think it is, Marcy. In that, if you dial into that really close footage, it looked like Miami Connect, like Dragon Sound.
Yeah, but
they probably played this festival.
Yeah. Yes.
That'd be amazing.
We just don't know what festival it is.
It's the Fuck Those Kids festival.
Who the fuck are these people? What the fuck is happening?
They are not playing that concert.
No. What is happening? Why is this happening?
It's just a glorified music video for this dude's band.
Literally.
So
they should have like the Jedi ghosts of George Clooney and Charlie Sheen and Laura Dern dancing on stage.
Yes.
That'd be amazing.
When's this bear going to come out and kill everybody?
Yeah, we haven't seen a bear for a while.
This fucking Christian rock concert is fire.
But it doesn't match at all.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't. What were they thinking?
They had to make their money back somehow after 40 years.
I don't know.
I mean, if you ask George Clooney, Laura Dern, and Charlie Sheen about this movie, they'd be like, wait, that movie was released?
I don't even remember this. Charlie Sheen was so fucked up. He's probably like Grizzly 2. What the fuck was I thinking?
Oh, these guys are still around?
And they're still making that trap. Oh, it's a bunny rabbit. It's the rabbit from the Bad Batch.
No, it's
I think
dead.
It's dead, babe.
Oh. Oh, Marcy, you can add the stock footage of the bears to the real animal performance.
It's already been done, dude. It's already been done.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm on it. I'm telling you, I'm prepared this year.
Shut up, Grandpa Joe.
That escalated quickly. Oh!
Where did the fucking bear come from?
He shot the wrong bear.
Now it's daytime again. Gold dust.
We want Cody. We want Cody.
These people don't know what they want.
Close the youth center.
They're not here to save the youth center. They're here to close the youth center.
Yeah, we established that like 10 minutes ago.
No.
Oh, well, yeah, John Rhys Davies still in this movie.
He's painted his face.
He lightly painted his face for it.
Oh, they're all been eaten.
Nah, looks like you just killed them.
Yeah, he's...
Ah, Grandpa so Joe's bad. Back to sleeping again. You lazy bum.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh!
Oh! The bear somehow climbed up the tree to kill that dude.
Well, maybe he threw him up there.
Well, that is true. This score sounds like something you... he created...
Oh, for fuck's sake! That... Oh my god, this fucking footage is... Oh my god.
This is the most amazing thing I have ever seen. Oh, look at that old footage of the bear.
I fucking can't handle this movie.
This is brilliant.
Is it though? This could be a contender for worst movie.
I think it's up for best movie.
We'll see.
Play something.
I'm glad they like absolutely nothing.
We love this music that's not playing.
Is the bear come? Like, how long's left? Surely it's like 10 minutes. 14 minutes. That. Yeah.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, the original ending was going to have the bear at the concert going around killing everybody.
We said that 20 minutes ago.
I'm... Doop do.
Sorry, Beej. You got to listen better.
I love you.
Hmm.
This is so... Such a bad song. Why are they closing with this? And how many people did they get? This is Warped Tour.
I think I got bad acid. I took it an hour ago and I'm not feeling nothing.
Yeah, dude.
This so music hasn't shit. Gotten better.
Nope.
What's NXS doing there?
I have no, why does he have like the world's biggest cod piece on his outfit?
Gotta keep that small dick big, baby.
What the fuck was that sped up footage?
The bear's driving the car.
Might be.
Hey, it boo-boo. Is.
Oh, let's no, bear's driving.
Hey, boo-boo. Let's go to the concert and get those picnic baskets and kill some concert goers.
I don't know, Yogi. This concert goes from big to small to big to small. What is happening? Oh, that's got nothing to do with the bear, or does it?
Well, that's the bear running around there. Oh,
bear knows how to use explosives somehow.
And it really is Bear Charles Bronson.
I mean,
I think
don't
it's more like
that dude's a fire.
Oh,
yeah.
I
don't
think it's
kill
more like
bear
a bear
alive.
Version of MacGyver.
Yeah, don't kill the cub. Why is it sped up like times
what
three?
What the fuck
Am I
is happening?
Stroke?
It's like, oh shit, we only have 5 minutes left. We gotta wrap this up.
Yes, Bede. The thing, they probably wanted like the bear to destroy everyone at the concert, but that was just not feasible.
Bears.
That's why the bear's bombing everybody.
Exactly. What's with that antenna?
So, according to the cast list, Marcy, apparently Ian McNeice is also in this movie?
Really?
So,
I didn't spot
yeah.
him.
They let the drug dealer join the crew.
Bear.
Is he going to kill the bear, though? I mean, he got painted. He painted his face for a reason.
Oh,
wait,
there
is
he is,
him
Marcy.
There?
Yeah, that was him there.
He's got a big antenna.
Marcy... You've also met another person in this movie, and so
I've met two, you've met one.
Yeah, there he is.
Yep,
that is Ian McNeice.
It is. Okay, my mind is blown that there's all these random people in this.
So did they film this in England?
They must have. I mean, that would be the only explanation. I'm going to find out
about
this.
Yeah, because there's
a
lot of British actors appearing in it, like, later in the movie.
Mm.
And that would explain
this
the music.
Guy in a bear costume. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's Bearzilla.
How big is this fucking bear meant to be?
It's huge.
It's Gaiku Bearboo.
Oh, okay. So according to IMDb, the movie was shot in Hungary.
Oh, really? Okay.
Hmm.
This music is so fucking awful.
It's like they took all the, like the region, like the royalty-free music from YouTube and put it onto the movie.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with his outfit. It's when he's a little axe.
He really is a Bearzilla.
Yeah, how big is the fucking bear meant to be?
I hope he jumps on the bear's back. Bear versus bear.
Oh my god.
I'm not gonna lie, this...
I need to subject everyone we know to this fucking movie.
This is the most amazing thing I've seen lately.
Oh my god, now it's got the Jaws rip-off music again.
It does.
Hello everyone, it's me, one of the Bronson brothers. I'm coming from beyond. I'm not a ghost.
Oh.
This is a message from beyond. My brother has possessed that bear.
Oh.
That makes perfect sense. That's why the bear's gone crazy.
I just wanted you all to know. Goodbye forever.
Oh no.
That bear was huge. It literally has become a fire festival.
It is the fire festival. What the fuck is happening?
That bear is literally 20 feet high.
Well, now he's going to auto-erotic asphyxiate the bear.
I'm going to fuck that bear.
Oh my god.
This is
what
the most amazing.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh!
Oh no!
No!
We have one day left till retirement.
I was supposed to stick the bear, not the bear stick me.
Oh, here comes animal control. Meanwhile, there's meant to be a concert somewhere.
But I want to give you war.
No, he's going to give him his cod piece.
All these concert goers aren't aware that there's a giant fucking 100-foot bear behind the
apparently
stage.
Apparently not. The fuck is this?
Marcy, don't be surprised after when this movie is over. I'm going to go buy the Blu-ray of this.
You probably fucking will, you weirdo.
There better be a making-of documentary on it. Oh!
Yeah, no, I think I might have to put this on my best movie contention. Yes.
And Louise Fletcher is not aware of any of this.
She didn't know what she was in.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, remember George Clooney, Laura Dern, and...
Charlie Sheen.
And Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen is Lance Langford from The Horror Returns.
I was going to make that joke.
Bouchard.
Bouchard.
Submit. Deborah Raffin.
I don't know who that is.
That's George Clooney. See,
Deborah Foreman.
No, that's Sammy Davis Jr.
Nigel! Nigel!
Nigel Dolman! And yet no Timothy Spall or Ian McNeese credit? This is bullshit.
No. It only goes for, not very long.
Now we're just going to do like 10 minutes of slow credits. Coming up next.
No, we're stopping at here.
Monster Grizzly. The Grizzly 1. Cooper.
Savage.
And Bull Shark 3.
Possible contenders for this show. Yes. That was whatever the fuck that was with Grizzly 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you managed to listen to this episode, thank you. Please be sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz for the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and find us on your podcast streaming player of choice, such as Apple and Spotify. and go to supermarcy.com. You can find everything there as well. And if you want the video versions of this show, as well as our other shows on the Super Network, go to patreon.com/supernetwork. It's as little as $1 a month. And on the social media, if you want to tell me I was awesome for picking this movie, I'm available as Super Marcy on all the main social medias and Super_Marcy, where it is possible. I might rate this 5 stars. I don't know. So you'll see you on the letterbox with my 5-star rating, maybe. Beat.
Oh, before I go into where people can find me, I've got to read this one bit of trivia.
All right.
Apparently, Charlie Sheen turned down the role of Daniel LaRusso in The Karate Kid to star in this movie.
But he was in it for 2 minutes.
Oh, for this one.
Yes.
He was in it for 2 minutes.
Mind you, this was like very early in his career, so.
Right.
Yeah, this would have been like a very early credit for all of them, really.
Exactly, exactly. But if people want to find me out there on the internet, you can follow me on all social media accounts everywhere, on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B. Javine. You can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and as well as listen to my solo podcast, Bean vs. the Living Dead, and as well as this other little spin-off shows under the Bean vs. the Living Dead Network umbrella on all podcast streamers everywhere.
Batch.
Webtails, Tuesdays, subscribe. Pop40, follow.
Do all that. Find Batch and Pop4D and Webtails and check that out. Yep. And Colin, he is available at Trash Panda Podcast. Go subscribe to that. And because I know Colin will just say that.
That's right.
Yes, go listen to Colin. The episodes are good fun, good listening. All of us do our own awesome podcasting as well as doing it together. Tune in next week. It is back to being Batch's pick. What will he have in store for us? We will see. Until then, we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Ciao.
What happened now?
Grizzly killed again. 3 kids this time.
I don't want a cloud of fear on this concert. Now you get that, Grizzly, and get it now.
This grizzly's claw marks reach 18 feet off the ground. 27 inches the rear pads, 18 inches the fore. On firm soil, 3 inches deep.
Bad.